89.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. Always streaming at WTUZ.com. We welcome in Michelle Spring during these AM hours. Michelle, it's headline time whenever you're ready.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm all set. Rachel Gombash from Ontario was crowned as Miss Clayland 2019 after the Saturday competition between eight women. Gombash is a graduate of the University of Cincinnati and was the first runner-up last year to Miss Clayland 2018, Madeline Carter. As she performs her duties as Miss Clayland, Gombash will continue to prepare for the Miss Ohio 2019 competition taking place this June. First runner-up is 17-year-old vocalist and pianist Rachel Ralston, a student at Claymont High School, and second runner-up is 20-year-old Ohio University student Mackenzie Perry, who is also a vocalist. The New Philadelphia School District is asking voters to approve Issue 6, a renewal levy that will continue generating around $400,000. The 5.9 mills levy is for a continuing period. If the levy fails, Superintendent David Brand recognizes that the district would have to consider difficult decisions and changes to keep up with school operations. For more local headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or WTUZ.com.
Oh, Michelle. How was the week? It's all right. You can a little choked up over there. How was the weekend? Good.
Good. How was yours?
Good. Rivalry week. Listen, it's over, and I can't even say. Rivalry week is now over.
Now I don't have to say that word anymore.
I'm sorry.
Now I don't have to say that word anymore.
You're right. We don't have to say that word anymore until
it's a tongue tire.
Until next year, tongue tire. See, normally people go with tongue twister.
Tongue tire, tongue twister.
But tongue tire, it actually may be something right there.
Something, that's for sure.
Listen, yeah, rivalry week didn't go the way you wanted it to. Did you still go to that game Friday with all the rain?
No, absolutely
not.
Yeah,
I was going to say, with your little one.
No.
I'm surprised you weren't like, Chadley, you stay home, I'm going to the game.
No, he went. I just said, are you sure you want to go? I mean, it looks pretty bad out there.
So, you know, I mean, since you didn't go.
I know, it's my fault.
No. I'm sure, yeah, there you go. It's your fault they got shut out.
Yeah.
I'm sure you probably listened, right? Maybe?
A little bit here and there.
All right.
I was chasing around a little child, so I was trying to pick it up. And we saw people over and trying to listen to it here and there. I could hear it from across the street. So
okay. Do I even need to ask who you were maybe listening to on the radio?
No.
Why? Okay.
No.
Can you just tell me just so I know for my own well-being and my own heart and soul, my mind?
WTUC.
Okay, thank you, Ben. I just wanted to make sure that you were listening to us. That's
totes. Totes my goats.
Okay, I don't know whether to believe you or not, but I will take your word for it.
Yes, we were.
I will take your word.
Yes. It was a late one. I know that. I know Chad got in pretty late. I'm like, you stayed out there that long in all that rain? That's diehard.
He's a trooper.
That's diehard.
He's a trooper, he is.
Man.
You gotta like his dedication, though, right?
I suppose.
It's one of the things that's why you married him, is dedication.
I guess.
Extremely dedicated.
Yes.
Was the party good, though? You had a good little pregame?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Cool.
Yep.
Now listen, rivalry week continued into Sunday yesterday with those Browns, too. Are they gonna take a note out of the Cavs book and just fire this head coach or no? They're going to get rid of Lou gone, and I thought Hugh was going to be gone, too. Lou and
I
Hugh.
I thought that was pretty ironic that they got rid of him after six losses, and then we've got the Browns coach. Uh-huh. I mean, how many is it? 16 plus?
Well, he's...
Losses?
Through three and a half seasons, okay?
Like, he even made it three seasons.
Hugh Jackson is 336 and one.
Ay, ay. Yay.
So there's 40 games worth, and he's won three. So you do the math.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, it's kind of a sad situation, though. I mean, listen, Ty Lue last year for the Cavs, he had those health issues and everything else.
Yeah.
And it was away for the team for quite some time and then ended up coming back.
He's young. What health issues did he have?
The LeBron health issues, coaching that drama king and that whole team last year. Making him lose hair. Ty Lue didn't have gray hair before he started coaching LeBron. Now all of a sudden he got all this gray hair and almost died last year, and now he's fired.
Oh my God.
Literally, it was stress related. He had to go to the hospital. He almost died. I don't know if he almost died, but it was pretty serious.
Yikes.
He had to step away from his job for a while. No, Michelle, we all know this. It's just the LeBron factor, right?
I don't know, man. I feel like everything revolving the Cavs organization is BL or AL? Before LeBron, after LeBron?
BL and AL. I haven't seen it yet, and I wanted to go look at it.
What?
But didn't LeBron tweet something in support of Ty Lue after he got fired?
I don't know. Let me
yesterday.
Check.
I could have
sworn
he did.
I know Tristan Thompson did, and I thought that was really sweet. Tristan Thompson posted on his Instagram a picture of the two of them and said something along the lines of, thanks for being such a great supporter. I'm going to pull it up here real quick.
I
thought it was super sweet.
I have LeBron's here. You find double T's. He said, T. Lou, thanks for the memories and more importantly, our partnership, bringing a championship. He used the trophy emoji. Bringing a trophy emoji that deserved to that deserved city / fan base. You know how to find me. So what LeBron said. Listen, LeBron.
Lord, please.
We don't need you. You don't even play for our team anymore. We don't need you commenting on our team's business. Just worry about what your team's doing. So, did you find what Tristan said?
I did. He says, always bigger than coach and player. We are brothers. Family at the end of the day, and that will never change. Only coach to bring a championship to this city. I learned so much on and off the court from Ronnie Lou. Gonna miss your positive energy and always telling me to enjoy every moment of this because it's rare for guys like us to make it. Oh, that like gets me choked up a little bit.
It's a business. I mean, we all know that.
But it's sometimes it's more than that.
You're right. And I mean, those guys were around Ty Lue for 4+ seasons. So,
I mean, I think you start out playing basketball as a little kid with hopes and dreams of becoming something like a Tristan Thompson, LeBron James, just being able to play professionally. And then you make these connections and I get it. It's emotional, but that's just me being a girl.
Yeah. What can you do? Trust me, I will not be that emotional when they fire Hugh Jackson, because that's
a long time. That has been a long time.
It's long overdue. Oh, hey, due in court today, two different suspects. The pipe mail bomber suspect, right? He's due in court today. Cesar Sayoc Jr. or Caesar. Is it Caesar or Cesar?
I'm not sure.
What's even funnier than his name is the white van that was covered in Trump stickers that they found over there. Did you see his van? Oh my God. They found that van and it's just like, is this serious? Is this really this guy's van? This is like out of a movie. Basically his white van with Trump stickers plastered all over the place. So, you know how they found this guy? Well, first of all, the fingerprints and DNA. It's crazy what the FBI can do. I know it's 2018, 21st century forensics and all that stuff, but off of envelopes and everything to find dude's DNA and it's just nuts. But they found him. He was DJing at a strip club.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
When they busted him. You didn't hear how they busted him?
No.
He's actually the suspect in the whole mail bombings. He was actually a former bodybuilder and a male stripper.
I can't. That's too much.
Have fun in jail. Former male stripper. And then the synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh. He's doing court today, too. Robert Bowers, 46-year-old.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, shouts and prayers and thoughts to folks in Pittsburgh. The Steelers did a nice gesture yesterday, too, with a little moment of silence before that game.
Mm-hmm.
They should have held a moment of silence for the Browns season before all that, too, afterwards. Now we'd like to hold a moment of silence for the Browns season, which will end here today at Heinz Field once again, as it always seemingly does. Hey, we have Powerball winner from two different states, from Iowa, one from a small town in Iowa with 800 people living in it.
What?
And the other from Manhattan, New York. So there you go. Two opposite ends of the earth.
No one from Ohio wins anything.
You need to see this Manhattan deli in West Harlem where this ticket was purchased. There's graffiti all over the walls. It's this little hole-in-a-wall deli, which, I mean, listen, I wouldn't be caught dead in this neighborhood. And if I were in that neighborhood, I probably would be found dead in that neighborhood.
Stop.
But it always is crazy, these places that sell these winning tickets. This deli in the ghetto, and this gas station, in a town of 800 people. It's just crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, Powerball is so now off the table. Now we're now back to whatever the numbers
are. It
doesn't
start at zero, does it?
No,
what does it start at?
I don't know. It all builds up to, I mean, it just builds up from ticket buyers, right? Isn't that how it builds up?
So here's my question. So ticket sales. So the number for the Powerball was what to win?
What do you mean?
What was it to win? What was the jackpot?
$688 million.
Okay, so those two people will split that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then the money that people purchased, because that number was determined before ticket sales for buying that jackpot.
Correct,
you know what I mean?
I'm reading you.
So does that money that the ticket buyers, is that what starts the base of the next jackpot? Does that make sense? I'm confused as to where the money comes from. How does it not start at zero?
Mm.
I'm confused. I think I just confused myself.
Yeah. You lost me once you...
Do you know what I mean? Okay.
Once you took that second turn,
I think I you lost me. All the money after the...
I get what you're saying, because they have the jackpot set at $688 million.
Right.
Then all these people are buying tickets.
Right.
That doesn't go in. Obviously, it didn't go into the current $688 million. I see what you're saying.
So that money, is that what starts the new...
Someone probably just keeps it. Oh, I'll just keep that. Lottery officials. They're probably as dirty as the NCAA. Oh, I'll just keep this.
OMG.
No one will know.
I don't know. I think I just confused myself. It's too early for that.
No, Michelle, I'm reading you.
Carry the one.
Exactly.
Two. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Long division.
Math was never my forte.
Mm.
I think I was in pre-calculus for like 3 weeks, and then I was like, I don't really need this.
Who needs pre-calc?
Right.
I'm working in media. Do I really need?
Do I need any of this? I was in high school. I was a senior. I'm like, I don't think I really need this, right? So I was like, eh.
You do some info you do find yourself still using, but I will be honest with you. In terms of mathematics, I use nothing that I learned in the history
of
my schooling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What I use more things that I learned in history or science class.
Oh,
or,
yeah, for sure.
Language arts or English than I do in mathematics.
I still use my touch points whenever I'm adding and subtracting things.
I still use my fingers and toes when I'm adding and subtracting. What are you talking touch points?
You know what touch points are?
No.
So, like, if you see the number 5, like, the touch points are literally the points of the 5 or the 4. Do you know what, you don't know what I mean? Somebody has to know what
I have
talking
no
about.
Idea what you're talking about.
It was a new Philly thing, I think. I don't know. That's how I learned how to, like, count in elementary school. Or add and subtract, I think. I don't remember. It was so long ago.
All right. Well, hey, this is easy math. It's about 6:43. Which means we're about 3 minutes behind. Right? That's easy.
I can do that.
I can do that very easily.
Yes.
Coming up soon, I'll let you know how you can be our guest. Literally, all sponsored by the Kent State University Performing Arts Center. Right now, your local forecast. Well, touchscreen stopped working. Oh, Michelle, there's no bottom of hour weather in there. Sorry. Hotkey error, date violation. It's okay, Michelle. I'll just go right to sports. Why not? Trained professional, easy transition. The Browns, their road winless streak is now at 25. If you haven't heard, they lost at Pittsburgh. 33-18, 2-5-1, the Browns record. Steelers 4-2-1. Since he beat Tampa Bay on a 44-yard field goal, 37-34. And yeah, the Cavs, they fired head coach Tyronn Lue. Larry Drew will now be the interim coach. Cavs are 0-6 to start the season. They host the Hawks tomorrow night. The Red Sox, World Series champs. Fourth time in the past 15 years. They beat L.A. 5-1 in Game 5. Steve Pierce, this dude got hot in the World Series. He was the MVP. And check out the Big Z Sports Weekly podcast later on today at WTUZ.com. Or on Facebook and Twitter. Myself and Joe, we will discuss all the high school playoff matchups and the NFL action over the weekend. Your Big Z Sports Minute, brought to you by Chuck Nicholson at GMC Mazda in Dover. Good stuff, as always, Michelle Spring.
Thank you.
Hey, what is a number one from over the weekend, brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner? That's Main Street, Urecksville, 208 Main Street, if you need that hard physical address. Open Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. By the way, I want to say happy birthday, a late birthday, Ashlyn. Is it Friedage? Happy birthday to you. Get your own little special birthday shot out there. That was a late submission. All right, what's number one? First, Luke Combs has his fourth straight number one hit. The red-headed, bearded fellow. Thing about red beards, I don't know. It's just red. It doesn't look right. But hey, Luke Combs can pull it off.
My husband's beard is red.
But his, I mean, he's not real gingish. You know what I mean?
No, but if you get up close in there, you notice some red.
Oh, Michelle, yeah. I bet you're getting up close in there, ain't you? Luke Combs, she got the best of me. You set yourself up for that one. His song is number one this week. Then Chris Young's Hanging On is two. Jimmy Allen, Best Shot, number three. Maren Morris with Rich is at number four. Kane Brown, Lose It, is number five. I'm so glad that they got rid of that commercial and started. You know that spot we used to hear all the time with the Amazon Music or whatever it was?
Yes.
Yeah, they got rid of the Kane Brown one, which is all right with me.
I liked them both.
The Cole Swindell song that was number one last week, Break Up in the End, fell all the way to number eight on the charts this week. The movie Halloween, still reigning supreme, if you will, brought in another $32 million. It's grand total now, Michelle, for Halloween, with a budget of $10 million, $126.6 million buckaroos.
Now that money, the $10 million.
It goes all to Jamie Lee Curtis. No.
Does that include their salaries?
You know, that's a great question. I don't think so, because
there's no way.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what Jamie Lee Curtis made for that film.
So that would not really be accurate then, right? Because you have to take in
don't they get paid also determined on how well the movie does, right?
I don't know.
Like, Jamie Lee Curtis's paycheck is now getting even bigger and bigger because the movie's doing so well. Like, if their budget was $10 million,
mm-hmm.
Okay? She's obviously the star of that film. I don't know any other notable actor or actress in that movie. Say if they paid her, I don't know, $7 million to do that, which might seem about right. You know what I mean?
Then, I don't know. I think it would be more than that.
Then $3 million to make. Well, knowing that she can make who knows how much in the box office. You know what I mean?
Right.
If they're like, hey, we'll pay you $7 million. We know this movie's going to be a hit. And when it is, you'll make $50 million more bucks. You know what I mean? Sign your name here. I don't know how that all works. Michelle, I'm not a movie star, clearly. Although I may have the good looks to be a movie star. No, face to radio, folks. Hey, also, what is number one from over the weekend? If you want a piece of Ed Sheeran, you could literally buy a piece of Ed Sheeran, a.k.a. Ed Sheeran. For the right price, you could own his underpants. That's how they say underwear over there, right? Underpants?
I guess.
I see London, I see France. I own Ed Sheeran's underpants. Bishop and Miller Auctioneers in Stowmarket, England, will auction off six pairs of Ed Sheeran's boxers that he actually donated. They didn't steal them. I don't know if they've been washed either. It's all part of a fundraiser for a British hospice, which is all nice for Ed Sheeran to donate items like that, even his own underwear, right?
Yuck.
I mean, couldn't you think of some other things to sell besides your used panties? Other items include his bottle cap collection, a stuffed bear that he once owned, which is called Ted Sheeran. I mean, come on. For Teddy, Ted Sheeran. You get it, Michelle.
I get it.
The top part only of his clarinet, his Nintendo Game Boy, and his, it just simply says, his orange pants. Because all have that pair of orange pants laying around in our closet. That
orange pants?
We're just dying to get rid of. The auction will begin on November the 10th. Michelle, if you want to own, since you're into ginges, I guess. I mean,
I am not into ginges.
there you go. Ed Sheeran's underwear could be yours. His underpants. Also, one last thing. What's number one for you from over the weekend? All brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner. This woman's Facebook post went viral from Oklahoma City over the weekend. She has this dog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This dog travels to a local McDonald's right down the road from her house, pretending to be a homeless dog. And people will just feed this dog French fries and hamburgers because they feel bad for this dog. A pretend sympathy dog, if you will. Dog's name is Princess. And the owner shared little Pooch's image on Facebook, letting everyone know about her scheming little ways. Get this post. And it's great English, too, from a Betsy Reyes in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If you see my dog at the McDonald's on Shields, quit feeding her fat, you know what? Because if she don't know how to act and be leaving the house all the time to go walking to McDonald's at night. That's, it's not proper English. She goes on to say, she's not even a stray dog. She's just a gold-digging A-B that be acting like she's a stray, so people will feel bad for her and feed her burgers. She straight put her dog on blast.
Oh.
But the dog continues to go back, pretending to be a stray, gives everybody the sympathy stare. You know, those puppy dog eyes. Everybody will toss her a double cheeseburger or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
straight
yeah.
called her dog a gold digger.
Gold digger.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger. But she's at McDonald's asking for food. That's how the song goes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Hey, of course, Rod's Donuts and Diner are bringing you what is number one virally, musically, and of course, box office-wise from over the weekend. If you want 25 bucks, two Rods, well, now is your lucky chance to send us a text message. The keyword is Rods, R-O-D-S. Send it, and we'll pick a winner at random. Include your name. It'll help us pick that winner. So that way, Michelle, we don't have to text back and we're like, hey, you're the winner.
Right.
What's your name?
Hey, I found out about Jamie Lee Curtis. She, for the first movie, she only made $8,000.
Yeah, the one back in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that crazy? $2,000 a week.
They didn't think it was going to be a hit. They just,
that's,
you know,
so crazy.
That was her first, like, film. I mean, she wasn't.
And then in the, you remember in 2002, they had Halloween the Resurrection.
Okay,
just
yeah.
Just for a little cameo, she made $3 million.
You see what I mean?
That's so crazy.
So my price tag of $7 million maybe for that movie, the 2018 version, maybe isn't.
He's probably much more than that.
You think?
Oh my gosh, if she's in the whole movie, I mean, that was just for a cameo.
Call her. You know, I'll have to call my girl.
Let me text her.
I'll have to call my girl, Lindsay Lohan, because they're tight. Because they were in that movie Freaky Friday together.
That's right.
Right? One of my favorite films of all time.
It is?
You suck all the fun out of everything, you fun sucker. Great line from that film, Freaky Friday.
That's good.
I know it's a remake, but remake with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. Just out of this world. All right. Anyway.
Thank you for that.
I digress. More after this. I want to say congratulations to Jeff Peterson, the latest finalist, Michelle, in our Be Our Guest contest sponsored by Kent State University's Performing Arts Center. Of course, all these lucky finalists entered into the running to win front row seats to three great shows and then dinner for two. Nice little romantic night out. Of course, dinner before the show. Let your belly rest while you watch the show, then head home, and I'll stop right there. We all know what happens after that, right? I said I'd stop there.
Where do they get dinner? Do they get to pick and choose?
Uncle Primo's, Texas Roadhouse, Magoo's Pizza and Pasta. So there you go.
Could have just said
maybe
Primo's,
you,
and I'd be like, okay.
Hey, girl. They can go ahead and, I don't know if they can decide which one. Say if they want to do Uncle Primo's before the Diamond Rio show, and then Little Roadhouse before you see some comedians, and then, you know, I don't know how they can sprinkle that out. Regardless, they're going. Somebody,
sounds delicious.
Somebody from all the lists of finalists, which continues to grow by the hour, will be chosen by Shauna Berkey. Wednesday, October 31st. That's Halloween. BT Dubs.
2 days.
If you weren't aware. So there you go. You have more chances to be a finalist. For that, just listen up for the cue to text. Speaking of Halloween, my kids were little chickens, little roosters last night. Although it was raining, we just went to the neighbor's house across the street, couple houses on the street, get some candy, you know, memory, hashtag memories. And and then took them right back inside. Wet chickens.
Crappy out.
After that. Yeah, it was yucky.
I think it's supposed to be New Philly's trick-or-treat is Tuesday, and I think it might rain, too.
What day is it supposed to be? Now, I thought Tuesday was supposed to be a good day, to be honest with you.
I thought I have read or
one
heard
of these days we're close to... Yeah, no, Tuesday is going to be like sunny and 60.
It is? Since
yeah.
When?
Since, well, I'm looking at right it now. Right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great news.
That is great news for all trick-or-treaters out
yes.
there. If that's the case, you might see my children wandering around the streets of New Philly because, like I said, hashtag memories. We haven't had that trick-or-treat memory because it's been raining for like 18 days in a row. Doesn't it feel that way?
It just feels gloomy.
Yeah. It's just the weather.
It's supposed to rain Wednesday and Thursday.
It's with the advent of winter and everything else. I mean, it's
what
coming.
A bust.
What again?
I said, what a bust.
What a bust indeed.
I can't handle the rain. I'd rather just have snow than rain.
I thought you said, what a bus, because that's what some people may have been saying on a Greyhound bus who got lost in Cleveland. I don't know how you get lost in Cleveland. Hey, your former stomping grounds, WOIO. That's 19, right? Wasn't that you, OIO?
Mm-hmm.
They are reporting that Greyhound bus driver apparently got lost again and again and again and again and again, leaving Cleveland, trying to get to New York City, but first step is getting out of Cleveland, which he could not do. Passengers were wondering after this.
The Greyhound bus?
Yes, ma'am.
The Greyhound station is literally right beside the highway.
People still take the Greyhound, and yes, it's a convenient spot to put a Greyhound bus station right by an interstate, which would make things oh so easy, you would think. Apparently, this guy drove in circles for several hours before finding his way back to the terminal
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Where the whole misadventure began, if you will.
I'm about to show you a map of, like, that entire area. The highway is not even a block away.
Passengers began asking the driver questions, like, what's going on, after they kept seeing the same Cleveland sights over and over. Hey, didn't we just see the love sign, the love stamp?
Wow.
Didn't we just pass Progressive Field? I mean, I could have swore that we just passed this. No, eventually the driver fessed up to getting lost once he returned to the terminal. And then, of course, went back on his trip, arrived in New York City 4.5 hours late.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sure a couple people hopped off the bus. They're like, no, that's it. I'm done.
I'm good.
I'm not.
I'll just stay here.
You're getting back on that bus after he drives you in circles for how many hours did they say? Couple hours?
Hours? He drove around in hours?
Drove in circles for several hours before finding his way back
to the
terminal. Mm-hmm. Get your connects at OIO there at Channel 19. See if you can get a name for that goofball.
I'll see what I can do.
Hey, last week there was this viral photo of Justin Bieber eating a burrito the wrong way, the unthinkable way, taking a bite out of the middle, which we all know that's not the way you eat a burrito.
Mm-mm.
You choose an end. It's not like corn on the cob or something, okay? thing is, after this whole burrito gate, turns out it wasn't even Justin Bieber, to be honest with you.
Who was
Somebody was playing a hoax on us. I don't know. This YouTube channel, Yes Theory, basically said, no, it's not Bieber. We fooled you guys. So people were yelling at Bieber through social media. What are you doing? You're from Canada. That's not how you eat a burrito. But you sing the song Despacito and you can't even eat a burrito. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
He's like, dudes, it's not even me eating that burrito right there. But still, if you see anybody eating a burrito that way, you smack it out of their hands. Say, that's not how it's done.
Wait, how do you eat corn on the cob?
Well,
you said you eat it from the middle?
Well, you can start from the middle if you want. And where you can really, listen, there's no rules with corn on the cob. But basically, the picture I was trying to draw in your head was you hold a corn on the cob sideways. Unlike a burrito, where you hold it more like in front of your face, right?
Right.
So, this photo, the fake Bieber.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Eating it like a sideways, like, you know, out of the middle.
Who does that?
Exactly. But don't worry about it, Michelle. It wasn't the real Bieber, so you're okay.
Okay, I'm good.
Hey, speaking of food, Uber Eats. Have you ever used Uber Eats?
Oh, all the time.
You current like at your home right now, your residence in New Philadelphia?
No, I don't think they have it down here. But
okay,
when I was on bed rest and after maternity leave, we were using Uber.
So basically,
Eats all the time.
It's an Uber driver bringing food right to you.
Yes.
Right? That's what it is.
Yes.
Well, here's the deal. Maybe coming to a little town or city or province or parish near you. Uber predicting that if you don't already have access to Uber Eats, you may soon. They're saying that they expect to cover over 70% of the U.S. by this year's end. By the end of 2018, we will all be able to get even lazier and sit in our house and won't have to move. We'll get the Taco Bell delivered right to your door. I never thought I'd see it where marijuana is legal in like I don't know how many different states, and now you can get basically food delivered right to your front doorstep, no matter what it is. So you can tell them you want something from KFC. I'm like, how's it work?
Well, you have to. The restaurant has to
be in partnership with Uber
Eats.
Right.
It's not every restaurant.
Okay.
Basically, what you do is you get on the app, find a restaurant that you want, order what you want, pay. And then
now, obviously,
an
it's
Uber
gonna be a
driver.
Little, it's going to be a little more, right?
No.
I mean, with the Uber guy bringing, don't you have to pay Uber and Chipotle or whatever?
No. That is all like behind the scenes taken out. You don't have to pay all that. You just pay for what your meal was, and then you tip if you want.
Right. If you're a nice person, you would
right.
tip.
Right. And then an Uber driver goes. I think the Uber driver gets a notification like, hey, you can go pick this up, and then you. I don't know, they get a fee from Uber, and then they pick it up at the restaurant, and then...
So does the Uber driver doesn't get paid by you, right?
No.
By Uber, then?
Right. I believe so.
Then how does Uber make money, then, off
from
of that?
The restaurant, I believe. I don't know. I just know that we used it a lot.
In the land?
Yeah.
I have yet to use Uber Eats, but I know at my local McDonald's down the street.
Right?
I've never used Uber in my life, nor have I used Lyft.
What?
I've never used a ride-sharing service. If you've ever noticed, I like to be in control, one. I'd rather, one, drive, and two, I'd rather pick up my own darn food. I don't want some stranger bringing food to my home. Okay.
Have you ever done the Giant Eagle service where they...
No, but I would do that, and I've actually thought about how much money those people make. Because, you know, like Acme does it too, like the delivery grocery service.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Not delivery. I was just talking about how they buy your groceries, or they pick your groceries up, and you just drive up and they bring it
plop
to your
car. Plop
it
right in your car. Boom.
Right, right, right.
Which is, I mean, so 21st cent. But even more cooler now, I guess some places are delivering groceries actually to your home. I mean, everything that you want, from your milk to your dozen beers and your 12 pack of eggs and everything. You know what I mean?
I love that.
So whatever you want, they'll bring it right to you. I know Acme was one of the places that does it. But I was thinking how much those drivers make.
Oh, they make good money.
You know what I mean? They would have to.
Chad briefly did Uber. He was an Uber driver during the RNC.
Oh, man.
Because it was insanity.
Did he get a bunch of Trump honks in his car and everything else?
I don't know about that, but there were rentals, our homes near our houses that were being rented for like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I think I'm doing
just
that.
Just for 4 days.
No, I'm doing that next year for the Hall of Fame.
So crazy. Because your whole house?
I live minutes from the Hall of Fame.
Move your kids out.
Yeah.
Your wife out.
Just go to my in-laws for like 4 days. What's the big deal? When we can make literally over $1,000, probably.
Oh, more than that.
I mean, for renting out renting out our home for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that called? Like B&B or whatever?
Airbnb.
That was close enough.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I Googled B&B, Airbnb would have popped up. I was right on the right path. I've been good.
I just remember during the RNC, I don't know, this person lived down the street, and they were renting out their house for like $100,000.
You're lying to me.
Swear on my life.
Oh, I'd do it all day.
For 4 days.
I'd do it twice.
Like, that is just
you
so
think it
crazy.
Doesn't you think it doesn't you're getting 100 grand, go to whatever hotel you want, swipe it on the credit card and stay for a few nights and
right.
pay that off real quick and boom, you still have 90 plus thousand
dollars. Oh my gosh, I know, it's just so crazy. I remember a couple months before the RNC, or when the RNC was announced that it was going to be in Cleveland, there were people like scouting out areas to where they could like rent homes, because where we kind of lived near, it was easy access to the highway in downtown, and they were like scouting the area.
Oh yeah,
this is so crazy to me coming from here and then being up there with all that going on. I was like, what?
Yeah, within an instant. I'm sure the cities that were finalists for, I don't know what other cities were finalists to get it, Cleveland and what other cities, but I'm sure that stuff started early.
So crazy.
Like, hey, if it happens to be here, we're looking at this spot and this spot and. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good chunk of change.
I'm definitely going to look forward. Look
into. You might want to consult with the wife.
Whatever. No. It's trust me, it's money. She's down. She'll do whatever she has to do.
Oh, that's funny.
Not anything she has to do. Don't take that in the wrong way. Bunch of weirdos. You guys are sick. Weirdos. All right. Hey, Michelle, thanks.
You're welcome.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
WTUZ Granger Smith. Happy Monday. It's 8:49. And boy, oh boy, do I have a treat for you for Z News today. Well, it's just me. So let's get right to it, shall we? 1901 on this day. President William McKinley's assassin. Shout out President McKinley. Leon, is it Chagosh? He was electrocuted on this day in 1901. Black Tuesday today, 1929. Basically, it started the Great Depression, stock market crash, all that stuff. 1983, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon became the longest running album on the Billboard music charts with a total of 491 weeks. That record has since been broken. If I had enough time, I would have looked up who broke that record, to be honest with you. Probably a Taylor Swift album or something. 1998. After 4 decades after he became the first American to orbit the Earth, Senator John Glenn went back into space at the age of 77 years old. How about that? What are you going to be doing at 77? Probably not going into outer space. And 2012. Superstorm Sandy slammed into New Jersey and the East Coast. Today, holidays for every day. National Cat Day. It is International Internet Day. Oh, we love the internet. Hermit Day and National Oatmeal Day. Let me a good old healthy bowl of oatmeal, cinnamon and spice, or maple and brown sugar. Tonight on TV, Dancing with the Stars. It's Halloween night. The Voice will be knocking people out. 911 Haunted is the name of the episode tonight. Real Housewives of Orange County. And Morgan Freeman on Jimmy Kimmel Live this evening. Hey, Dierks Bentley literally is wrapping up his tour. He has 2 shows left with Brothers Osborne on his current tour, but he's hitting the road again in 2019 for a new tour, the Burning Man Tour. John Party, one of the opening acts for Dierks. He has a bunch of shows in Canada and then stateside after that, including shows in Toledo, March the 28th, and Columbus, Ohio, March the 29th. So Dierks, not resting whatsoever. Also, one more thing, Miranda Lambert, she got busy over the weekend. She had to actually escort an unruly fan from one of her shows at the Ryman Auditorium there in Nashville. It wasn't just one of her shows, I should say. The Pistol Annies were all on stage together. Of course, the female trio, kind of put together by Miranda Lambert. All right, here's the audio from it. Now, let me sort of give you a little prelude. Pistol Annie's up there singing. Some unruly fan is just going nuts in the front row. Some female, Miranda Lambert, totally stops, takes kind of things into her own hands, if you will. Straight told the lady to sit down. It's our night. So they had to escort her out. Kind of an awkward video, if you will. But anyway, there you have it. Z News for you on a Monday. 8:53, 7 minutes away from the top. Fox News, local news at that time, and much more. Don't go anywhere, Z Country.